Well, we're glad you're with us today. And the happiness factor is very important in our lives. Isn't that true, Brandon?
It's extremely important. We want to be happy, and we're not always happy. So what should we do? That's what this article is about. We talked about different ways to kind of make us happy. And some people think it's money, but we found out in this article that's usually not the case. And there are other things that people look for, too. But really, it's what's within you that makes us happy.
That's true. And where are we studying in our magazine today?
Well, today is September 9th, so we are on page 18. This is the third day of the happiness factor.
And is there anything in here that you felt would be really important for all of us to remember so far?
Well, I think it is really important to remember that happiness is something you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide to be happy regardless of your circumstances.
You mean it doesn't come from the outside circumstances?
Right. It is something that is within you. And you can be happy even when things are not going well.
Now, Zach, is that really true?
Believe it or not, it is. I think it's a choice. And despite the circumstances, you can look outward and also look within.
Okay, and there's a book on this, isn't there?
Yes. On the first day of the Happiness Factor, we looked at the myths of happiness. And we learned from that author that happiness is within.
Okay, so there's some points that this person that wrote this book is trying to make for us, isn't that right?
That's right. Well, on the first day, we learned about that book. And then yesterday, we learned some tips. Tip number one, set yourself up for success. That is from greatest.com. And so we're continuing that today to learn a couple of more tips about happiness.
Now, tips are little suggestions or things. But when you get a tip, you have to use it or it doesn't do you any good.
Right. So you might say, okay, I can choose to be happy, but I really don't know how to do that. How can I do that? And so these tips can kind of give you an idea of what you can do, what choices you can make or changes you can make to be happier.
So there's only three here, but if any of you think of any other ones, you can let us know. And let's find out what number two is today, because we're on page 18, and the second tip has to do with pushing for growth. So let's read about that one now.
Two, push for growth. It isn't just our work that gives us fulfillment. Beyond our professional creative contributions, there are other ways we can always be growing too. And it can be fun. My sister took up tennis 2 years ago, and she and her husband always make sure there's a court nearby when they take vacations. They also play together every Saturday morning. The fact they are improving at something gives them a feeling of great satisfaction. Where can you be growing? Could it be picking up piano, finessing your French, mastering improv classes, sassing it up at salsa classes, or getting a stronger core? Whatever it is, if you can measure your level of accomplishment month over month, it's tremendously gratifying.
It's interesting to find out in this second tip here that it isn't just our work that gives us fulfillment. Sometimes people think, well, if my job's not satisfying, there's nothing worth living for. But work isn't everything.
That's right, it's not. What are you doing outside of work right now? What can you add to your life? Maybe yesterday, I believe, we talked about volunteering. That's something you can do, but you can also do something that's fun. Do you have any hobbies that you want to add to your life?
Right, and I think that this goes back to the idea that we talked about yesterday, that happiness is progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that progress isn't limited to your career. That progress can be in any area of your life. Where do you want to improve? Where do you want to add things and just learn something new?
Well, that's true. It says that there are always other ways that we can be growing and we can keep learning, and it can be fun. Sometimes you think of learning, you think of schools and tests. I'm not thinking of that kind of learning. I'm thinking of experiences. Have you learned a lot by different experiences that you've done?
I have learned a lot through different experiences, and I think that something that might be true for a lot of our listeners is they're learning English. Right? They are continuing to grow. You are here. You are listening to this program. And you are growing. You are making progress with your English skill.
That's true. And by using English to learn other things, we can learn things that we never even thought about because it's a new field to use English to learn. Don't you think that's true?
Absolutely. And I think that's true with lots of different hobbies that you could engage in. If you were to start something new, you're also entering into a new community, a group of people doing something mm-hmm. together.
That's true. And you know, sometimes you can do more physical things, or when you get older, you can play games that you don't have to go in, like tennis and so forth. But there's always something to learn.
Yeah.
Actually, I was 56 years old before I learned scuba diving.
Oh, really?
That's kind of old to learn scuba diving, but you can still learn it. You can learn it when you're 70 if you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't think you're too old to learn things. You're never too old to learn, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
As long as you're alive, you can still learn. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And this one that wrote this article said that their sister learned something. What did the sister learn?
Well, her sister took up tennis. And so if you take up something, it's like you start something. And mm-hmm. so she started playing tennis 2 years ago, and she plays with her husband. And this is something that they enjoy. And that's the key, finding something that you enjoy. It might be a sport. And you can enjoy that. And some sports, maybe not so much tennis, but, you know, for example, like baseball, you're on a team.
That's
true. And so you can learn a lot about teamwork through doing something fun. And so you're always able to learn something when you take up these new things.
A lot of community efforts. I know I met a choir recently when some of the ladies were 80 years old, and they were in this community choir. There were some younger and some older. But you can join a group, then get together with mm-hmm. them. And you can sing and do things like that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things we can learn.
Yeah, it's always good to branch out and join a new community. There are many different kinds of clubs for all sorts of interests. I know my husband is very active in a speech organization where they try to improve their public speaking skills. So you could be a part mm-hmm. of that.
Which one is that?
He is in Toastmasters.
Oh, yeah. Toastmasters are good. A lot of people join Toastmasters mm-hmm. even when they're older.
Sure.
And they've never learned how to express themselves. Mm-hmm. So you can be old or young. You don't have to be a certain age, right?
Right. It's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of things that we can learn. Don't you think so, Jay?
Absolutely. In fact, like you, I enjoy spending time in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to go surfing. Mm-hmm. Around Taiwan, and I learned that when I was when I first arrived here in Taiwan.
Well, that's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I like
Sounds
if I
like
go
fun.
To a place for vacation, at least I like a swimming pool to be there. If you go to a hotel or in America, you go to these motels, and some will say there's a swimming pool, so I'll choose that one instead of one that doesn't have one, because then you can get up and take a swim in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's always very enjoyable. So I like that the author mentions her sister and her husband, when they go on vacation, they always make sure that there's a tennis court nearby so that they can engage in this enjoyable hobby that they have taken up. And that's something that you can think about when you travel, even if it's a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see if there's a facility nearby that will allow you to do the hobby that you enjoy, mm-hmm. something that brings you happiness, that you like to do.
At least a swimming pool in the hotel, right?
That's right. And the fact here is that they're improving at it as well. They're playing more and more, and they're getting better, so that gives them a feeling of satisfaction and makes them happy as well.
So then, since they're growing in that sense, and it says, well, where can you be growing? Now, could it be picking up the piano? You don't pick up a piano, but you learn to play. And I was just telling some of our staff that they didn't know how to do much in music. I said, well, let's learn to read music, right? I mean, I don't know how. Well, let's learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can learn new things that you never thought of before. Isn't that true?
That's true. And you may find some things that you enjoy as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you pick something up, it means you start it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you literally pick the thing up, like Pianos are very heavy. You can't lift them.
Earlier we saw took up tennis, and now we're talking about picking up piano, the same idea.
But what about French?
You don't pick it up. Finessing. Finessing your French. And if you finesse something, that means that you improve in skill. So maybe you already know a little French and you want to get better. You can finesse your French.
French has so many hard words in it. But, you know, you can always pick up another language. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a little bit, you can learn some things by even online, and you can start out and you can communicate with people. There's more than one language. Of course, you have your own dialect and language, but and English is useful. But pick up other languages, four or five languages. You don't have to speak a lot, but a little bit. So you could do that. Or you could master improv class. What does that mean?
Well, an improv class, first of all, that word improv is the idea of you don't prepare for something. Maybe you have this class and they give you a topic to speak on and you don't have time to prepare for that and you talk about it. I'm not sure what they're doing
exactly.
That
sounds like Toastmasters to me.
Yeah. And so this is something that you will help you in your speaking because you don't have time to prepare. Can you think on your feet?
Well, they're trying to be kind of clever here and play on words when they talk about sassing it up with salsa. They're trying to use the S words here.
Yeah, yeah, sassing it up at salsa class. So salsa is a very fun and energetic type of dance. And so if you sass something up, that means that you're going at it with a lot of energy and enthusiasm.
Have you ever salsa class? Have you ever done that?
I haven't, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
So there's always something you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Or how could you get a stronger core? What does that mean?
Well, that's talking about fitness, okay? The core of your body. The core of something is the center or the main part, and those muscles around the center of your body, you know, are you working out to improve that, to make it stronger?
Or you could take up scuba diving.
Yeah, you could do that too.
There's so many things you could do, hiking, and there's a lot of things, biking.
Yes.
A lot of people do biking now. Go to these Let's Run.
Let's Run. That was my very first 5K.
Right.
Yeah, so you can always try something new.
I think the point is to do something, right? There are many things we can do, but we have to at least choose one thing to try.
That's true. In fact, as you get older, the more things you keep learning, your life will keep not being boring. You won't get in a rut. Like if it's raining outside, I can either practice my trumpet or some people can draw or they can, you know, you can do so many different things.
Yeah.
You can have your friends over and play a game inside or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things to do, you'll never be bored. But if you only like to do one thing, watch TV, and the electricity goes off, you're stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't just count on one thing. Count on things you can do when you don't have the resources. That's a good way to make your life interesting, see? So whatever it is, you can measure your level of accomplishment month over month, and say, wow, I learned a lot this year. And then how will you feel?
You will be very satisfied. That word gratifying there means that something is very pleasing and satisfying. And we have an adjective before that says tremendously gratifying. And so if you learn these new things and try something and you enjoy it and you work on it and you have success there, you will be satisfied. You will be happy.
So you could say not only push for growth, but keep learning new things, improving and learning new things. Isn't that a good rule for life?
I think so, yeah. When you feel like you're stagnant, you're not moving, and you're not making any progress, it's very easy to feel down, to be a little depressed or sad or uncertain about your circumstances. But there's always something new to learn, and that growth can really help you.
So I think the more things that we know, then the richer our life will be, and then we'll never feel bored. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And hobbies here, as we're discussing hobbies, they're not so much as just something to do to fill the time, but it's something to enrich your life with and something to really engage yourself and even know who you are.
That's true. And some things you can do by yourself, but it's nice to do things with others or in groups. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one more thing here at the end, and it's talking about always be thinking what's next, which reminds me of having hope or thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. Let's read the very last section of our article.
3. Always be thinking, what's next? When you think about the next few months and beyond, are you excited? What do you visualize? Is it constantly getting better, more exploration, increased adventure, career success, ticking off bucket list items, with exciting plans and opportunities on the horizon? Whether or not every single thing comes true, they matter in the present moment. Because there's joy in anticipation, too. According to a 2010 study published in the journal Applied Research in Quality of Life, just thinking about and planning a vacation can make you happier than actually taking it. I used to daydream about my next holiday and plan it whenever I was unhappy at work. Having experiences to look forward to makes a massive difference in our day-to-day happiness levels, especially when Monday happens and it's raining. Turns out, $1 billion might not even be enough if you're not happy about where you're headed. But a shake-up and a little strategizing just might be.
Are you excited thinking about what's ahead or not, Brandon?
Sometimes. If you have something exciting ahead that you've planned, you can look forward to that. Maybe a vacation or something like that.
That's true. What do you visualize?
Well, there are a lot of ways to grow and learn and change. And I think that one thing I always like to plan is my next trip. Mm-hmm. Where am I going? What country am I going to see? Who am I going to meet? And what language will I be speaking while I'm there? I always like to think about those new things.
Well, you better check the Advance magazine because there's some places in Europe you might want to go coming up, you know.
I haven't been to Europe, so that's on my bucket list. I want to go.
Well, that's good. Now, this bucket list idea is just kind of an expression people started to use. I don't know if I really like it because you say kick the bucket means that you die, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't like to say that, so kick the bucket. But
right.
You say your bucket list, the things you do before you die, before you kick the bucket. I don't think it's an expression that you need to actually talk about, but it's kind of nice to know what it means.
It is.
They have a list of things they want to do. And you don't have to say, I want to do it before I leave this world. You just say, I like to do it. You don't have to worry about when.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just things that you want to do for the future seems better to me. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to remember that we do have a limited amount of time. And if there are goals and things and dreams that you want to achieve, then you should go do them and not just wait.
Well, you know, you can say certain things you want to do before you retire.
Yeah.
Or some people save all the things they're going to do after they retire. And then something happens or they get sick or they don't have any money. So don't wait until you get older. So you can just plan things you want to do and don't worry about, you know, you have to wait until a certain time. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you even have to wait until you have enough money. You can find out ways to do economical things and try to do things. Don't say, I'm going to wait until something. Just plan.
Right. Sometimes people say, I want to do this before I get married. I want to do this before I'm age 30 or whatever it is. So it doesn't have to be, you know, that long term.
No.
You can just set a goal to do
That's true. Right.
Right. A practical tip I often apply for myself is just get your calendar out, look at what's ahead, and put something on the calendar. Go
That's
for
right.
it.
That's right. You have to plan. Mm-hmm. If you don't put it on there, you might not get around to it, you know?
Yep.
And so it's kind of nice to, you know, have more adventures and so forth, but you have to think of things you want to do, and some things might seem exciting to some people, and other things, maybe you don't even know they're exciting until you do them. Once you go to Europe, you'll want to go back again sometime.
Yeah, I'll probably want to see more and more of it.
So let's start planning on these things. And there's a lot of opportunities that we can do, too, on the horizon. What about the horizon? On the horizon is kind of a good expression.
That's right. So if something is on the horizon, it's going to happen soon. And so do you have some exciting plans, opportunities on the horizon in the near future, not maybe 2 years from now, but maybe a month from now?
Okay. It's coming up soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that might happen, sure. And here's... There's little books put down here, things you can plan. Here's the skydiving. I don't know if I want to really do that one. But I did go up in a balloon, a hot air balloon. And that was
How was that?
Well, I really wasn't planning it, but I was told to do it, so I did. And it was kind of fun, but I didn't know I was going to do that. But, you know, you could go swim with the dolphins or you could swim with the turtles. And I think that's what Zach better do. He better start getting his scuba diving in. What about that?
That's right.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, so exciting. I've heard amazing things about the sea turtles, even here in Taiwan, like in Shaliocho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's so many places to go all over the world, see? So these are some things you can do, and you can travel different places and so forth. But even just in our weekly life, we can think of things we want to do on the weekends or after hours, too.
Right, yeah, there are so many things that we can do in our free time, but we have to make sure that we do have free time. Sometimes we can get really caught up in our work or other responsibilities, and we don't leave any time for ourselves to enjoy life.
Put it on your calendar, like you said.
Right. Yeah, schedule in some time for enjoyment.
Well, and like it says over here in line 19, is that there's joy in looking forward to it, anticipation. Now, you might not get to go to Europe right away, but thinking about it can make you happy. You still might go sometimes. So planning a trip makes you feel just as happy as doing it.
Right. Sometimes you're happier actually before you go, in that stage of anticipation. You're excited about it, and it maybe helps you get through a difficult time. And so that can actually be better than the trip itself.
Well, what did they say in this journal?
Well, it says, according to a 2010 study published in the journal Applied Research and Quality of Life, just thinking about and planning a vacation can make you happier than actually taking it. It was basically what I just said. So a lot of people, they find happiness just in the planning stage. That's actually when they're the happiest versus actually going on the trip.
Yeah, sometimes when you get to a destination, maybe it's not quite what you expected, or maybe the weather is bad and you can't enjoy all of the activities you had planned, but the idea of doing all of these things and getting ready for this trip can just be so exciting and thrilling, and you're learning so much as you do research that it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward to it is important.
It's very important, and it's I'm not much of a planner, so maybe I don't get to enjoy this as much, but I can still look forward to the fact, maybe someone else planned the trip, but I can look forward to the fact that I'm going on the trip and still get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
We can help plan it for him, and then he can go along
Great.
With us.
Great, yeah,
have
that
a
sounds
group.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So you look forward to these things, and it makes a massive difference in our day. So massive is really a big one, not just a little bit of difference. It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
No, it really does. And I think this article asks a great question. What do you visualize as you're preparing, as you're planning? I think that what you're visualizing and what you're thinking about doing on your trip could actually, or whatever it is that you're going to do, it can actually get you through those dry times in your day.
That's true. Well, in fact, it says here they bring up Monday. When Monday happens, sometimes people say, oh, another whole week and it's raining. But by the weekend, it might be good and I'm going to go on a hiking trip. So don't worry about if it's raining on Monday.
Yeah, I like this phrasing, especially when Monday happens.
It's snowing cold water on the weekend.
It shows up again. Right?
Yeah, we usually think of Monday as being a bad day because it's the first day back to work after the weekend when you've had time to relax and maybe you're tired.
Whole weekend.
And you have a full week of work ahead of you and raining on top of that, and so it's depressing, but you can look forward to other things.
So what does it say?
Well, it turns out $1 billion might not even be enough if you're not happy about where you're headed. So again, what are your goals, and are you making progress? That's what we really need to be looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, we talked about a lot of different examples earlier today in the second point, like finessing your French or getting a stronger core. Maybe that is your goal. Maybe exercising, not planning a trip. But the anticipation you feel in being healthier, being stronger, making this progress that's very clear that you are improving, that anticipation can also bring you happiness. It's not just about traveling and taking vacation.
I don't think we'll get $1 billion, do you?
I don't know. You never know.
See, he's optimistic about it.
Very optimistic.
Even a million would be okay, right?
But even if we don't have that, we can be happy. And here at the Indoors, it talks about shaking things up.
That's true.
What changes can you make? Sometimes we get stuck in these ruts and we don't do different things. So we have to put things on the calendar, as Zach was talking about. Shake things up. Do something different.
And a little planning, a little strategizing might help. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it very well could. And this sentence, but a shake-up and a little strategizing just might be, it just might be enough. It's kind of reflecting the sentence that we just looked at, that $1 billion might not be enough.
Right. Well, now, this has been a three-day article, but the myths are that just because you're going to get married or you're going to get a new job or you've got a lot of money, you won the lottery or something, don't count on that making you have happiness that's going to last forever. How can you have happiness that's going to last?
Well, you can look within yourself and find things that you can do to make yourself happy. You can think about happiness. But I also think helping other people can really make you happy.
Thinking of others instead of yourself.
Right? That's right. And think about what's next. Put something, you know, into your life, an exciting vacation, trip, something like that. And also we talked about pushing for growth. So, you know, take up a new hobby. Do something new.
That's right.
Right. And don't forget to be practical. Think about them. Write them down. Make your bucket list. Share it with a neighbor.
And continue to have hope, because tomorrow will be better. Ming tian gong hao. That's what we say in Chinese. So thank you for being with us, Iz, and I hope that you'll all have a happy life, no matter where you are or what you're doing or what stage in your life. There is hope, and we can have a better life ahead. So let's all try to think about the fact is that we ourselves can help decide our own happiness. It's not our circumstances. And, of course, you're our friends for life, and keep on listening. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.